Material world is not a place to come to. Listen to any child, they'll tell you. He's eating Brahma Samhita, my goodness. Utsaha. So I wanted to connect the ceremony we're having this morning with the theme for the weekend, increasing the flow of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. There are several very obvious connections. One is, like yesterday evening, we're speaking of making arrangements to give Lord Chaitanya's mercy to those who presently are without Lord Chaitanya's mercy, very expertly hiding themselves from mercy of Lord Chaitanya, somehow extending that to others. And when there is a little faith, fan the spark, and that spark can become a flame. One book distributor just shared this with me. He was on the Ohio State campus distributing books, and a student saw him from a distance, particularly looking at Donna Kelly and Prithu Shah, because they do this regularly. And this student came running, said, "You have Bhagavad Gita? I've been looking for this book. Oh, let me see." And he was so happy. And he said, "This is what keeps me going. Because there are such sincere souls." He said, "Once a day, it's becoming stronger. The spiritual seeking amongst young people, older people too, but young people in a very genuine, they want the real deal kind of searching for contact with Krishna. And specifically looking for Bhagavad Gita, and we need to make Bhagavad Gita as it is available." So from that preliminary contact, Adav Shraddha and some association, Bhajanakriya stage comes. Traditionally, Prabhupada, characteristically, almost invariably, Prabhupada would speak of the Bhajanakriya stage as where one makes this commitment. Besides practicing with a very deep commitment and formalizing that commitment in the form of initiation. And with that commitment comes an opportunity to go further on the path to Krishna. And the commitment to represent the disciplic succession properly. And that's a major challenge, because what an awesome disciplic succession we have, and to be representative of such personalities. Very great responsibility. And to extend the same that you have received, the mercy of the personality of Godhead and His wonderful representatives, to extend that same mercy to others. It's very natural sequence to come to this stage, but to come to this stage takes some serious application over a period of time. Like anything that's of value, it comes from commitment. Say it the other way. Nothing of value comes without commitment. Commitment is necessary to progress on the spiritual path. And commitment, of course, means unto whom? Commitment unto our disciplic succession. And to stay true to the path of devotion as it's been provided. Because there's so many ideas abundant out in the spiritual marketplace of what, quote, spirituality is. The varieties are hilarious. And, you know, like Srila Prabhupada would speak, that of the different translations of Bhagavad Gita that have been available for so long in the English language, how many of them have produced even one devotee? Conversely, those that have contacted Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, how many devotees have come? Again, I'll make mention of contacting Prabhupada's teachings in a very remote place, as the every town and village indication from Lord Chaitanya was. Every town and village. So remote places where there's no association, still one can become progressive on the path of spiritual life simply from the association of Prabhupada's books and gradually, eventually, the association of his devotees. So where this step of initiation is to formally become representatives of that disciplic succession and take the mission very seriously. I wanted to emphasize also from our previous retreat, because the two connect this way also, to come to this stage, there are many persons who, along the course of coming to this stage of initiation, have been very helpful and to whom we're to place ourselves in indebtedness, because we are indebted. We have placed ourselves in indebtedness because we've received so much. And respecting those relationships, appreciating those relationships, and continuing to invest in those relationships, strengthen those relationships, will help us reach the goal successfully. Stay on the path and reach the goal. Side comment on that is, how many persons in the world today have been initiated disciples of Srila Prabhupada or disciples of Srila Prabhupada's disciples? How many initiated devotees are there? We're making a database of initiated devotees. And the number of fully practicing initiated devotees compared to the number of total number of initiated devotees, it's not a one-to-one correlation. There's a commitment that was made at the time of initiation, and commitments are meant to be kept. You don't make commitments you don't intend to keep. And the commitments that you intend to keep, keep them. Keep them. Maintain your vows over the lifetime. How many vows do we make that we maintain for our lifetime? That initiation vow is one that should be maintained for one's lifetime. And the relationships of devotees are certainly part of that which help us to maintain in the positive and the prevention of the negative sense. That is, our attention may get distracted, or our condition may become weakened, or some bad association has come in our way and we become bewildered, or some long-standing material desire suddenly surfaces and becomes a monster, or so many other varieties of things may happen. The association of devotees, the strong loving relationships that we have, particularly with those that are guiding us, and but also those that are our close friends and associates, can help us stay fixed on the path. It's not a supplement or a replacement for our own commitment, our own convictions and strong desire to reach the goal or to receive what Lord Chaitanya's gift is intended to provide for us. But mercy is an important component to add to our own sincere desire and commitment to reach Krishna. So each of the devotees here, candidates for initiation, there are persons who are presently and will continue in the future to assist you in your devotional practices. And helping you to clear the obstacles on the path of devotion, the impure conditions of heart. If it was a fact that there's no obstacle in our path and there's no impurity in our heart, then each of us would be pure devotees. But seems to me that's not the case. And so the effort to become relieved of material contamination is very important, to have very strong practices and very good association and extend ourselves and receive that good association. This is an important message in not only for the initiates to stay fixed in their vows, but anyone that wants to be progressively successful in Krishna consciousness. Not just the snapshot at this particular time. There's an assembly of Vaishnavas and a nice memory will be there. Photographers taking the pictures and video people taking the videos, and so you can preserve that memory that way. But then, you know, there's the next step and the next step and the next step. That Vaishnava Sangha is so important to allow us to stay fixed and to maintain our responsibility as representatives of the disciplic succession. And the centerpiece of everything is our chanting of the holy name, or a phrase that I kind of like is Krishna consciousness starts in a bead bag. And, you know, so many solutions, the how-to questions that people like to ask. The solution is by chanting the holy name nicely, very carefully, very attentively. Those who do like that, they get enormous spiritual strength, enormous purification just from the chanting of the holy name itself. This is our real shelter. So these are all initiations into the chanting of the holy name. We'll come again, at least some that can. This year is going to be a little challenging. The Japa retreat is going to come immediately after Janmashtami is one day, Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja is the next day, and then there's the afternoon to get here. Of course, everyone will be very fresh from having fasted all day and Janmashtami, and up till midnight, of course, and a little breakfast, and then right again, Vyasa Puja, Srila Prabhupada, and then go rushing off to Gitanagari to take part in a Java retreat, so you're wide awake and refreshed and ready to absorb yourself in the holy name, in the Sangha of Vaishnavas. So some that are here for this retreat won't be able to come for that, probably for that reason. School may be another reason that prevents people from coming. But it's a very great opportunity, more than good, a great opportunity to really focus together simply on chanting the holy name very nicely. That's our real shelter. That and our founder Acharya, his mercy to give the holy name and give all the teachings of how we can conduct our lives so that love of God can awaken. He's waiting for the grain ceremony. Hurry up, will you, Maharaj? Confirmed. Okay. So the ceremony of initiation is, it's nice. It's the blessings of the Vaishnavas, most merciful Radha Damodar, sacred mantras, taking vows, the inner spirit, the submission unto the disciplic succession is at the heart. Submission to to those personalities who can lift us out of our material condition. And part of that submission, core to that submission, is the practices, the essential teachings that are provided, and taking shelter of them with our life and soul. This is what is being asked of you and what you're participating in at this initiation ceremony. I think we'll move into the giving of names and taking of vows, and I think we'll just make it easy. We'll start over here. You can make a little path so you can get over to Pyaro Prabhupada's Vyasa-san, and then you can get ready. Next. Prabhupada's Vyasa-san, pay obeisances. Rajiv, if you can make a way, because there are going to be couples that are going to come and they need a little space. You're okay, just slide over a bit. Fantastic. And come over here. I hope I don't have to repeat this. You all know what to do after doing this. Here's the deity, and here's the spiritual master, and you pay obeisances. That's very good. Very good. How long have you been practicing Krishna consciousness now? Lost track? 8.5 years. Anupam has been taking responsibility, besides his own Krishna consciousness, to work with a group of students at Champaign-Urbana, maintaining a little like ashram of students and very carefully practicing under Krishna Smarana's guidance there. And I remember from the very beginning when sorry to embarrass you, but it's, you know, for the edification of the other devotees. When Bhakti Saranga was there and it was known that he was going to graduate, was the question was who would carry this forward? And all the consensus was very clear. Anupam is a very responsible, very, very trustworthy, very capable person. And I'm very happy to express my appreciation before all the Vaishnavas of your years of service in that capacity. Hare Krishna. So, your initiation vows. On these beads, you'll chant how many rounds a day? 16 minimum. And the four rules that you'll follow?
No drinking, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication.
Good. And you'll make your best effort to follow very carefully the teachings of Srila Prabhupada the rest of your life, yes? Initiated name is Abhay Charan. Before, when Srila Prabhupada was born, his given name was Abhay Day, last name Day. When he was initiated, he was given the name Abhay Charan. And when he took sannyas, he became A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. You have a big legacy to fulfill. Abhay Charan Das. Okay. I'm not sure which ones are which here. Excuse me while I sort through the... First introduction to Krishna consciousness at Penn State? And who was in charge of that program in your beginning? They were when you first started. Okay. Is Ganga Narayan here? He's in the kitchen. Okay. Hey Ganga Narayan, how are you going? We're talking about you in the temple room. Here in the kitchen? Okay. You came out? Oh. And somewhere along the line, Charanya came to participate in, along with her husband in Krishna consciousness, and has been since under the guidance of Sachi Kumar and Premataramgiri and learning a lot about themselves and Krishna and how to have a loving relationship with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. It's been an interesting journey. They're very, very sincere devotees and very happy to see you making this step of initiation. Okay. The vows are, you chant how many rounds on these beads?
16
rounds. And the rules that you'll follow?
No intoxication, no success.
Okay. And you'll very carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Happily, I'm sure. Okay. Oh. The initiated name is Srivas Pandit Das. Srivas Pandit needs no introduction. He's in our Panchatattva Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Pandit Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. He's the presentation of the ideal pure devotee of the Lord, as is Narada Muni. And we know what Narada Muni did, right? And does. He very liberally, very expertly gives Krishna consciousness to others. In the Panchatattva, he's manifest as Srivas Pandit. Okay. Next one's there. Okay. Just checking. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day? Okay. And the rules that you'll follow? Okay. And you'll follow your husband. As he's following Srila Prabhupada's teachings. What a wonderful moment, huh? Capture it in your heart. Okay. Initiated name is Champakalaka. One of the eight principal gopis. Serving Srimati Radharani. Where's your child? Someone's taking care? Okay, okay. You got your camera ready? You made the little tags. That's how it is. Okay. And you started your practices in Krishna consciousness in Detroit. And from Detroit, they moved to Washington, D.C. area so that they could continue the nice association they were receiving from Sachi Kumar and Prema Taramini. And now presently, I mean, the Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj is just touring in America recently because he just finished his a full-length video on the Lost Village or something like that, you know, about village life and sustainable agriculture and so on. So one of the places he visited was in Potomac Temple. And he was invited to stay at Prema Trangini and Sanchi Kumar's home. And his appreciation was, wow, this is like a temple. And I like it even better than being at the temple. Nice program, a nice association, and nice devotees. So you're enlivening the sannyasis by your nice service and your qualities. It's very nice. So your vows. How many rounds you'll chant every day? 15. And the rules that you'll follow?
No meditating, no gambling, no sex, no intoxication.
Okay. And you'll also very carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Your initiated name is Raghunandan Das.
Raghunandan Das Prabhu ki.
Raghunandan, it was particularly well known or famous for his pure love for his deity. He would have such love for his deity that the deity would eat the offerings. I mean, they were gone from the plate and finished. And his father couldn't believe it. He thought the son ate the offering. So he gave him a laddu and told him to offer the laddu to the deity, and the deity ate the laddu, half ate it, and then his father, you can read about that next time. And follow Raghunandan Das's pure devotion. Your vows of chanting will be how many rounds every day? Okay, and the rules that you'll follow? Okay, and you'll follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings carefully, yeah? The rest of your life. Initiated name is Jayanti Das. Jayanti is the wife of Rishabhdev. And Jayanti and Rishabhdev were the mother and father of 100 sons. That's not an assignment. That's just who they are. Chief of whom was Bharat's mother, Jayanti. Rishabhdev is an incarnation of the Lord, and Jayanti is his consort, his Shakti. Hare Krishna. Okay, Manoj, come on over. Oh, I'm sorry. I deliberately read several times that nice message about life in this material world is filled with its challenges and difficulties. So these two have met a few challenges and difficulties of late and understood through that experience that the opportunity that challenges and difficulties provide for taking further shelter in the spiritual energy. Nice lesson to learn. I'm very happy to see you're taking this step of initiation. Your vows, you'll chant how many rounds every day?
At least 16.
At least 16 rounds. And the rules that you'll follow? And Srila Prabhupada's teachings will be the guiding teachings for the rest of your life, yeah? Your initiated name is Shankadhari Das.
Shankadhari Prabhu ki!
One of the four items in the hands of Lord Vishnu is this kansha. Shankadhari, name of the Supreme Lord. Most humble Prashanti, you would like to take some vows. How many rounds you'll chant every day? Okay, and the rules that you'll follow? And along with your husband, you'll very carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings, yeah? Your initiated name is Parameshwari Dasi.
Parameshwari Devi Dasi ki.
I'll tell a little story on this one. I woke up one morning and the name just came right in my mind. I could see it, not just, it's just Parameshwari. Okay. Inspired somewhere by Krishna, I don't know. Least one of the stalwart couples of the nice group of devotees in the Patolik area that are have their nice sangha and rendering service at the temple and serving the Vaishnavas in the community and happily practicing and being examples of Krishna consciousness. Okay, the vows that you take, the chant, how many rounds? Minimum? Minimum 20. All right. How long have you been chanting 20 rounds a day?
3 years.
3 years. No gap. 1 day out of the 3 years. Okay. Minimum 16. Minimum 16. The rules that you'll follow? Okay. And you'll follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings very happily, yes? Your initiated name is Mahamantra Das. You know what to do, right? Okay. You'll chant how many rounds every day? Minimum 16. The rules that you'll follow? And you'll happily follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings, as you have been, for the rest of your life. Your initiated name is Sandini Dasi.
Sandini Devi Dasi Ki.
The Lord has His internal potency, and the Sandini potency is part of the Lord's internal spiritual potency. So, Sandini. Mother Kalini, that you're... This is next.